Get Back, a Miami Herald headline read just a few days ago. It's Beatlemania all over again. And that's true in a very broad sense. Remastered Beatles albums and the Beatles version of Rock Band hit store shelves this month. But 2009 Beatlemania will never reach the same level as 1960s Beatlemania. In contrast to the swooning teens forever immortalized on the Ed Sullivan Show, today's teens can indeed contain themselves over new old albums and 1960s-themed scrolling notes and lyrics. That lack of strong interest could be welcome news for some school administrators and ultimately for judges, because Beatlemania in the 1960s wasn't just a lighthearted teenage trend. It was a major headache for those in charge of maintaining good order in schools. Or perhaps I should say major hairache. Imagine that you're a school administrator in the early 1960s. Carefully cut coifs are commonplace. Suddenly, four young men from Liverpool enter the United States and upset the order. Suddenly, kept hair is out, and shaggy hair, what some called pudding basin hair, is in. School administrators would do their best to tame those locks, even if that meant turning to the courts. Take the Dallas principal who expelled four male students who wore their hair in conformity with a so-called Beatle-type hairstyle. High school classrooms were disrupted, the principal maintained, when one student's hair fell, and I'm quoting here, over his ears and over his forehead and down to his eyebrows. One can only imagine the disruption. The principal found a friend in the federal courts. To keep these long-haired young men out of school, an appellate court decided, was a good thing because it helped maintain order and discipline. The boys with long hair, after all, were the objects of teasing and obscene language, some from a group of boys known timelessly as the football guys. Moreover, male students with long hair did not eat lunch with fellow boys, the court noted, and dined instead only with the girls. Short hair, therefore, kept things the way they should be. It's true that not every court agreed with every principal in a Beatles haircut case. A dissenting judge in the Dallas case suggested that the principal work instead to maintain order in a way that punished the football guys and not the Beatles. Another court found a constitutional deficiency in a dress code that gave the principal virtual barbering rights over student expression. But that judge felt so radical that he handed down three supplemental opinions explaining his reasons for siding with the trendy teens. Ultimately, what these cases help teach us is that judges often aren't the best arbiters of fashion or social trends. And here's the best example of that, one that came nearly 50 years before today's Beatlemania headlines. A federal judge in New York who stuffily predicted in 1964 that what he called the Beatle aberration would be limited, temporary, and ephemeral. 45 years later, the schools have survived not only Beatles hair, but ripped jeans, tattoos, and nose rings. Sometimes it seems the best course is simply to let it be. I'm Amy Guida.